CIOI
101.5 FM.
The Hawk is on the air.
Hey, Blues fans, Alex Lopez here. I'm coming to you from Tampa, Florida. Getting ready to rock the blues. I'm Blues Source International with Ken Wallace. All right, let's get ready to rock the blues.
Alex Lopez, originally from Cleveland, now living in Florida. He began his musical career on keyboards and then switched to guitar. This is his fifth release. It is called Rising Up. We're going to play Light It Up and the title track. Rising Up. Let's kick off Blues Source International with Alex Lopez.
Gonna know the truth.
Alex Lopez from Rising Up. The Black Keys, a well-known rock band, they decided to put out a blues album, and it has already garnered a Grammy nomination as Contemporary Blues Album of the Year. We're going to hear Coal Black Maddie and Crawlin' Kingsnake, the Black Keys from Delta Cream.
That's fun, man.
Crawling kingsnake, crawl up on your door, crawl up to
Keys from Delta Cream. Let's go over to Ireland for singer-songwriter Ben Reel. He's got a live album out. We got two tracks, All Souls Alive, and This Is the Movie. Ben Reel from his release live at J.J. Smith's. Hey!
Rising up, yeah. All souls alive. Wash me. Wash me. I'm unclean. Wash me. Wash me socks, baby.
Life in a traffic jam, no longer knowing who I am. I'm floating like a space probe, picking up what I can. My spirit is dying, I can't find my soul. Where's my heaven? Where's my home? This ain't the moon.
You got one to love. See you next time. My name is Ben Reel. We're the Ben Reel Band. Thank you.
Ben Reel from Live at J.J. Smith's. Let's stick with Ireland. We've got the Mary Stokes Band. They've got a new release out. It is called Clouds in My Heart. We're going to spin I'm So Glad, and then I Will Be So Glad to have a chat with Mary Stokes and Brian Palm of the Mary Stokes Band.
So okay.
Well, they say what is old is new and what new is old. And if that doesn't confuse you, I don't know what will. But to straighten us all out, Mary Stokes and Brian Palmer are here to get us going. The Mary Stokes Band has a new release out, and they're going to tell us all about it. Guys, thanks for coming on.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to be here again with you, Ken, and to say thanks for your extraordinary support and your really the sort of boost that can only come with people who love what they do and believe in what is, in fact, you know, what music is about, communication.
Well, you guys have released a new album. It was recorded a few years ago. Tell us all about it.
Well, I guess you're referring to Clouds of My Heart, the one live in Dublin, which we recorded in 1999, just before Christmas, and released it at Christmas, which, strangely enough, may make it one of the very last blues records of the 20th century, or perhaps the last one, unless there's someone else who did one just the night before. It to follow up Coming Home, you know, we wanted to follow something. People were asking, do we have more? So to keep that momentum going, the I won't say fear, but the understanding that to follow it up with new recordings, you don't want to rush it and make a mistake. We knew that people had always liked Clouds, which we sold at live shows. So we reissued it, did a little bit of repackaging. Luckily, we found the original artwork from 1999, and we were able to just fly them off. And then Mary, of course, released it on the into the cyber world, which is so important nowadays, perhaps not more important than the record itself.
I mean, I think that to recognize the value of something like a platform like Bandcamp is important because it sort of serves artists well and works very well. But, you know, I think, Ken, maybe it's interesting to say, because we're long blues players and performers, but Clouds of My Heart was released and it was recorded in a gig. I mean, it was truly without overdubs, yeah. Without any real
It was
work.
Indeed. Yeah.
But it was released at a time. I think what's fascinating when I now listen back to it, to be honest, you know, because there's a period of time you stop listening to something of your own. Well, I do anyway. What is interesting, I can really feel the fact that we were so road... we were working on the road all the time.
Real
it was
hard,
a period
yeah.
of time, I mean, in all of our lives where you do a lot of road work. And really, when you're gigging, then things are so kind of gig tight that you can record, if you're lucky, you can capture something really very immediately. And that's even though the setup. So we brought a desk in to a relatively small venue, but a really exciting
packed venue.
Packed to the rafters and brought in the equipment and recorded that day with a very good sound engineer, very good. And so we were then able to bring it into the studio and do really just tidy up kind of bits and pieces, but nothing.
Even that much tidy up, no. As you can hear. There's parts that just whoops.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the live thing. And people, I think at the moment, people miss the live experience. So to bring it as close as we possibly could, we thought rather than go forward, we'll go back and see what's out there. We're sort of in the habit of bringing out records because every year at the Cork Jazz Festival, where we have had a great following for years and years, our fans would come up and they're, don't you have something new for us down here in Cork this year? They kind of, there's an ongoing
game we play
where they'll come up and I have got that one, I've got that one, fuck you, I've got that one. It was sort of made us, I'd love to get another couple of songs at least out. So to have that thing when COVID hit, we thought, well, rather than for live gigs, let's just do it because musicians, have to keep making music. You can't, there was a strange thing here where musicians should retool and relearn a different trade because forget about being a musician. And of course, musicians were going, I forget about doing that. Where Mary and I thought the best thing to do is prove that a musician is a musician, regardless of whether you're in a van on the road. And may I say, Ken, if I bleep myself here, on the road can be a pain in the ass after a while, you know what I mean? It can be tiring and not exciting. And it's not about fun and frolics.
I guess there's always as well. I think that it's a very, it's a particular feature of blues artists that you know, having music that you're bringing with you. So having your CDs, having your T-shirts, having your kind of merchandise without it necessarily being, you know, the big piece, which is, oh, the merch person and all that stuff.
Your merch
It's interesting because, and this continued even when CDs became less popular, as they did in latter years. But even then, people wanted to take something which was of the live experience away with
them. Very true, yeah.
So it was funny because we would have that imperative. But I have to say, again, there's without doubt, I'm putting responsibility, but also credit to Brian, who loves recording and the recording process. I love recording, but it's a different thing for me.
You love the live audience connection, which we all do. Mary, you feed on the audience. I mean, if the audience, by the way, isn't behaving or paying attention or getting into it, you make sure they do. It's not like you're okay just to listen and knit there.
What I love about the album, that album doesn't sound like it's been recorded years ago. It sounds fresh. It sounds now. And the music is fantastic. And Brian, your harmonica playing on that is just superb.
Well, thank you, Ken. There's a few times it reminds me of an experience I had on a motorcycle when I was younger, hanging on to the handlebars for dear life. It's a few times it's flying there. And I'm thinking, how did we get through that? You know, there's energy there. But again, I guess we were younger, but nonetheless, we weren't that much younger. I mean,
it's interesting because I think that's where I see the consistency with which we were gigging. So if we're doing five nights a week, then you are in a position where you'll never be able to, like you could rehearse really regularly, but actually to be live gigging, get all those pieces, and particularly with blues, where there needs to be a bit of kind of fluidity and sort of the experience of, a lot of the things that I really like about it is that there's where Brian and the guitar player, or Brian and the different instruments, where there's the dialogue, I think.
We would pick up on each other very quickly because we're a band is like a surrogate family. You're on the road with the band. You see them more than you see your friends and your family. You see their traits immediately. You know who exactly needs to go make a phone call when the gear needs to be lifted. You know who's always going to miss their breakfast. And we talked about hockey. Hockey players, you don't have to say to them, please be motivated. Musicians, come on, get it together. You can do this and, you know, do your best. And that whole thing of saying to someone, well, you do have to get up and get in the van because we do have to go to the next show and you can't be drunk.
Yeah, and I do think that to record anything, there's a sort of formality, obviously, to it. So what happened with that recording was that we managed with real fortune and despite a few upsets along the way, but we managed to have decided on the day we were going to go ahead with this recording. And, you know, we were also investing because we are independent. And so anything we're doing is an investment, not only of time, but of money and all of the other elements. So we were committed to the day. And fortunately, we could bring out of the musicians and out of the experience with the audience a kind of sense of, I suppose, a level of wildness, if you like, or kind of that kind of, you know, dynamic.
That's, for example, today's sedate audiences or socially distanced audience. We couldn't do the same thing. Speaking of which, may I jump in and say about, thanks for asking about that record. We have loads of new recordings that we have done throughout this period, which are very exciting because, again, we were able to go in socially distanced and build up a few tracks from the bottom up with just a bass drum and layer them. I did some harmonica just on my own and added to it and stuff like that. And then Mary came in. So we had, I think, three or four tracks we did like that. And then the first chance we all got together again, we did two great sessions in two different studios where we got down 17 tracks between the two different places.
So new album coming out in a little while then?
Possibly, very, very possibly, yeah. No, more than that.
I think, again, if the idea would be that we had, we want to use, there's another side of it, which is to use the studio in a more deliberate way. And actually, but to try and temper that by having the band together in the studio, and yet be able to say, okay, if we want to bring in something else to layer or to change the, you know, to shift maybe, and to work on sound, we can do that as well. So that's a longer term plan for this year.
Thoroughly enjoyed chatting with you again. Where can our listeners get a hold of your album?
They can get a hold of it very easily on Bandcamp, and the Bandcamp Mary Stokes Band is the site. And there's any of we now have three products up there. We have both the album that Blues and Roots Radio awarded us album of the year. So we're so proud of that and so grateful for that. But so that's Coming Home. And then we have just put up Clouds in My Heart. And that's available for CD. You know, if people like CDs, they can order CDs there or download. And then we also had the Christmas song, which is just a fun little song.
A festive frivolity. And you'd be happy to know our new record includes songs by Little Walter, which you have to be some kind of harmonica player, you know, to tackle them.
Oh, boy, am I looking forward to hearing this. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for your time, Ken. It's delightful to talk to you, and I wish you a good January.
It's gonna rain.
Sure was great talking to Mary Stokes and Brian Palm about their new release, Clouds in My Heart. And that wraps up another Blues Source International. I'm Ken Wallace. We'll leave you with some music from Laurie Bell, the great Chicago guitarist. He's saluting his dad. The album is called Tribute to Carrie Bell. We will catch you again next week.
Lord, I should have did what my mama told me. Lord, I should have did what my mama told me. You know, I wouldn't have to work hard. I wouldn't have to sing this blues. Everybody wanna know, what do the poor boy do? You know everybody wanna know, what do the poor boy do? He got patches on his coat, newspaper stuck down in his shoe. Your soul. You know the old folks said, you gotta reap what you sow. If you're wrong doing child, don't hang around no more. Anymore.
the Willie Dixon Chicago All-Star Band. He can blow that high, sweet as a bird. It was the finest thing that you ever heard. Blow Kevin, you taught me all I know. Can I blow? So here's the Caribbean.